The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Enter when ready.
Planet 3D Radio for November 25th, 1998, and I'm in Gamer's Paradise. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the radio show and point out that life is getting better all the time. Do the guys at Valve rock or what? You tell me. If you haven't gotten Half-Life yet, then, well, I'm seriously coming to this point, and I don't play that many games, a Quake addict that I am, that we may have ourselves a Quake killer. It's amazing. I can't even believe that that is the Quake engine that they're using. I mean, you know, gotta give, you know, the dues where the dues are due, and it's like it works with the PXL. It has issues with the ladders and so forth, but other than that, it is I'm not the type of person who reads a lot of books and gets into a lot of that kind of stuff, though I do some writing and so forth. It's just, I don't know what to say. It's an amazing piece of work, and we're rolling some sound effects and some tracks off the CD here on the radio show today. And for those of you who haven't gotten Half-Life, who haven't picked it up, I mean, I don't know what to say. I know everybody, a lot of people's situations, but this game is it's just too much.
I killed 12 dumbass scientists and not one of them fought back. This sucks.
See, even when you play some music and some sound effects off the CD, Half-Life, what kind of effect it's even having on the radio show. Anyway, I'm going to take out a second here to give some shout-outs to new members of Clan A3D. We got, and if I leave anybody out, hey, you know, just slap me or something. Got new members: Storm, Gambler, shout-out to Fuel, Dark Knight, Crazy Horse, and Apache. Man, this clan's getting huge.
Gordon doesn't need to hear all this. He's a highly trained professional. We've assured the administrator that nothing will go wrong.
Okay, I admit, more Half-Life stuff. What can I say? It's the theme for the show this week. Anyway, the configs and so forth up on the website that Steve-O had posted and what have you, and the decal. I really want to know what's going on with that decal. There's got to be a way. Zippy was saying that if you strafe sideways and spray it, it'll come out right the correct way, not backwards. And I understand why it's backwards. I think some of the other decals are backwards too, but I think that once people have logged on the server, like for instance Zippy's server, which you can find right there in your multiplayer menu off of Half-Life, I believe that what has happened is that the decal's gotten uploaded from, you know, whoever was the first one to put it on there, and then once that was done, I guess when other people log on, theirs doesn't get uploaded. So even if we tried to correct it, why? Because some people have tried to reverse it or make it, you know, look correctly in the first place, and it's still not working. I don't understand. Well, I mean, I'll have to go out and play some more, but the multiplayer gameplay in Half-Life, I'm still not that happy with it. I don't like some of the models either. I hate to, you know, start bitching now after all that, you know, and all this and everything, but Team Fortress 2, for those of you who are intense on the Team Fortress thing, I have really laid back, and I haven't even been playing Weapons Factory that much lately, with Q-Pong, which I think everybody should get their hands on. By the way, I got up pretty high on the Champions League of Quake, playing the hell out of Q-Pong. I sit down and play that thing for like 5 hours straight. If you haven't got it, go to Planet Quake and look for Q-Pong on the pull-down menu, and you can get that there. Anyway, those models that I've liked in multiplayer as a soldier model, the ones like you see in the game with the grunts and what have you, and I hope that they do that in Team Fortress 2, and I hope we have some news on that. We do have a guild started. In fact, those guys, Wrath and whomever else, I'd like to see, you know, I want to join immediately. In fact, I want to join the guild right now, in fact, and I will just sit here until the patch comes out. And they said it was going to be 2 weeks after Half-Life was delivered on the shelves, and who knows, because they said Half-Life would be out in the summer, and I believe this is almost winter, so who knows what's going on there.
This is what happens when demented people play with powerful toys.
No regrets, Mr. Freeman.
Well, I know it's Thanksgiving, and I hope that everybody's having a great Thanksgiving. And we can be thankful that Valve gave us Half-Life. At least that's the way I feel. Anyway, the clan lately has had a few scrimmages and so forth. We've done quite well in, I think, just calling up people to through ICQ and IRC and hitting these things is working out just as good as any guild, other than needs for more direction and so forth, and such things as CTF and what have you. Speaking of which, Smile will be leaving on Sunday, and we hope that she has good luck in her adventures. And Dark Knight will be taking over CTF Guild. I guess nobody played any CTF practice last Tuesday due to Half-Life, which is, I think it's a perfectly valid excuse. And I'd like to throw out a server here real quick. I know it's kind of an off-the-wall thing, but grab your pencils and dot in 171.64.206.97, port 27920. That is a expert deathmatch server, and it just happens to be a real good server, and it plays a whole lot of the cool maps. It doesn't play, unfortunately, any of the classic Quake maps or anything, but it does play a lot of really good maps from the pack and so forth and so on. Crazy Horse had introduced me to the server, and we played on it quite a bit, and it seems to hold up quite well, and it's just a great server, so if you get a chance, you might pop that into GameSpy and check it out. I'm going to go ahead and cut this short, because as you can tell, this show is in stereo, and it's going to make it a little bit bigger, and WebJump's been really crappy about downloads and so forth for certain people. I know even myself, I can't even get the last Halloween radio show to download where the crap, it just dies. Who knows what's going on, but hey, it's free. So hopefully we'll find a good place to pop this show up that'll stream well and also allow people to download it. And once again, hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving, and this is A3D Menthol signing off.
Well, I'll let you out, but I'm warning you, it's hell out there. It's completely under military control. You'll have to sneak and fight your way from one end to the other, and I don't expect you'll meet many of our peers along the way. But if you do survive and somehow make it across the base, you'll end up at the Lambda Complex, where the rest of the science team has taken shelter. I wouldn't venture there myself, but I will let them know that you are coming.
Come in, Cooper. Do you copy? Forget about Freeman. We're abandoning the base. If you have any last bomb targets, mark them on the tactical map. Otherwise, get the hell out of there. Repeat, we are pulling out and commencing airstrikes. Give us targets or get below.